We are in Simen Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. So just let's start again Sif Yud Ches. And we'll continue from there. Mem Psucha Shenidvak Sichosa. We have a Mem Psucha that theoretically it should be a space. A Mem is a Nun Kefufa and a Vav. And there's a space between the Nun Kfufa and the end of the Vav. And he made it that it was a stuma, that it's touching the Nun Kfufa. Now it looks or it's similar to a Mem stuma. That means this is similar to this. So Memela, so at the present time it's possible. Vinistamo ein moya lidra hadevek, so it will not be sufficient to scratch away that what the vav, the chaltaim of the mem is attached to the nun kfufa, because that's called chakteiches. Ola paischa, to open it up, mishim davike chakteiches. Umata kanto. So what? How can he kasha this mem sheyigre kol hachartoim? So the whole chartoim he should erase betisha ketzuras nun kfufa, and then it will become a nun kfufa. V'achakach yichtoiv ma shegora, and afterwards he will write what he was goyrer. That means, so, let's say, in this case, we have over here, so he was goyrer the vav, which is attached, and so now he'll write a vav, and this is called, the vav was written by psul, so he'll write now a vav. Now, I think we're on the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ayin Hei. So the Mechaber says that a Mem Psuche is a Nun Kfufa and a Vav. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, if Kot 9 Hey, Ki Ksivas Ha Mem Psuche, Hu Be Beis Ksivais. That means the two Chalokim, the two parts when you write a Mem. Dahainu Bitchila Kaisvin Kamay Nun Kfufa. First you write something like a Nun Kfufa, a bent over nun, va'achakach, and afterwards, teilin b'tzido, next to this nun kfufo, you write k'may vov, you make a vov afterwards, v'imkei, kol shenase hapsu boy. So let's see, the nun kfufo which was written, there was nothing wrong with the nun kfufo. When the vov was written, that it touched the nun kfufa, so the vav that was written made it a mem stuma. So memela, the vav of this mem is possible. So that's what he says. Vim kain kol shenasa hapsu boy, that what became possible v'hainu avav tzorich legoyzer kula. So you have to erase it completely. Avo. Hanun shenichta behechsher ein tzorich legoyrevoy. You do not have to erase the nun that was written behechsher. Vuadin b'chol ois. Now we're getting klolim, guidelines. Every ois shenichta bebeis ksivois. It is written in Two ksivis, mean first you write one chelik, then you write another chelik. Kegain gimel, you have a gimel, and so a gimel really is like a nun, and then in the back of the gimel by the bottom there's like a regel sticking out. So first you write the nun, and then you write the regel that's behind the nun. So let's say, so he brings down over here. Here we have that the regal the regel of the gimel was not written properly. You can't recognize the regel. So then you'll have to just be moichik that chelik of the regel. The same thing. Gain gimel chiyetsu b'zei. The problem was in the regel achere hanun, so that regel was not written properly, and so chriga rak oisai. So this, you only have to raise that. That means if you have an ois that is created through two chalokim, and the first chalik was written bekashre, so you only have to erase the second chalik and write it over again. Now, la'afuki bereish. But if you will have a reish, sha'aso kimin dalet. A person had a reish, and now a reish is, so the top of the reish should be curved. A dalet, the top is squared. So reisha so kimin dalet, but this was one ksive. It was one ksive. That means he wrote together the top and the bottom. Reisha so kimin dalet b'pam achas nichtav hakol b'psul. So it was one stroke. I had a top of the reish and the bottom of the reish, but I made the top square, not round. Tzorich. So then you have to erase everything. That that's what he's saying over here. We have such a case that we have over here. He needed a resh and he made a dalet. So it's not sufficient if he'll erase this alone, the regel, because the whole thing was written b'psul. So he has to erase the whole ois and write it over again. So this is a case where the whole ois was written b'psul. Seems like that, yeah. Now let's see the mechaber. V'reish she'aso kimin dalet. Now that here, now the mechaber speaks about this. Reish she'aso kimin dalet. He had a reish and he made it like a dalet, which means that the top of the reish was a square that wasn't round. Yesh lahachmer v'loimer v'leisagik sheyigrer hayerech levat. So it's not sufficient if he will erase the yerech, the regel of the dalet. That means he's going to go like this. He made this a dalet, and now he's going to erase the regel. That's not sufficient because the gag was also possible. So that and to leave over the regel and to erase the gag is also no good. So he has to erase everything because since the whole ois was written bitsu, so memela the whole ois is possible. It will not be sufficient if he erases the regel of this dalet, or yagag levad, the yachzer v'yichdevenu kemin reish, mishum de bein hagag or bein hayerech nase bepsu. This is an ois that was written with one stroke, and it's a apostle ois. He wrote a dalet instead of a reish, and every chalik of this ois was written bipsul, inside the gag and inside the yerech. Hilkach tzorich ligra shneya. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. I involve my time. V'reish. Now, case number two. Oivov she'aso kimin reish v'chol ki haydavne she'nase b'ksiva achas. Again, here's the next case over here. This, he needed a vav. And instead of writing a vav, he wrote a resh. So Mamela, so Sai the Gag of the resh, Sai the Yerech of the resh, were written Bipsul, he needs a vav. So Mamela, the only way he can fix it is by erasing it completely. So these are halachas. If the whole ois was written bipsul, and here bipsul means it does not have the tzuras ois. It was written, and you wrote a different ois. So this ois was written bipsul, so you have to erase it. Kimin dalet. Now let's go to Bereisha, so kimin dalet. He made a resh like a dalet, so that we said before, that means he needed a resh, and he made the top square. V'hu adin begagoy shel chof pshute she'asa rochov at shenire kedalet a resh v'ayin b'haloche. Now, let us just speak about this case, what he's talking about. Now, if we look at this ois over here, this is a chof pshuta. That means this is an endachof. And if we will look correctly at this ois, the regel of the endachof is two times the length of the top of the chof. That makes it an endachof. So this is two times. Now, this person went, and he made this endachof, he made with a large gag. So now what did he do? He made this a reish. That means because according to the dimensions, the way he made it, the gag is the same length like the regel. So he needed an endachof, and he made it a reish. So finish. So this is a postulois. Everything that was written here is possible, and the only way you can kasher it is by erasing it completely. So he's just giving the gemois mishalim if the whole ois was written bipsul. What? I think so. No. The radach is a different case in Ganson. The Dach is talking about, I wrote part of an ois and then a blot came, a blotch of the Jay came in. No. Here the whole ois was written bipsul. This is not a double study. I have to write an endachof and I wrote a dalet to finish. So this whole ois was written bipsul. Every chelik of the ois was written bipsul. V'aseifrim nechshalim bazeh b'avinisei nehogah. Okay, now let us go further. Now we'll talk about a new halacha. So, till now, we're speaking about a psul in the etzem ois that doesn't have the tzura of the ois. That means I made a dalet like a reish like a dalet. So, this is a psul in this. I did not write the proper ois. Fine. Now, let us go further in the mechaba. Now, this is a different halacha. V'im nidveka ois ba'ois, ois la'ois, bein koidim shetigomer, bein acher shenigmero, posu. Now, if I have that one ois got attached to the other ois, now, let us look at this case over here. I have a lamed and a vav. I have here a lamed and a vav. The lamed was written properly. When I wrote the vav was too close for comfort to the lamed, and the vav is touching the lamed. Now, we have to understand this is a new sugi in Gansan. I wrote a proper lamed. I wrote a proper vav. The problem over here is it's not mukif kvil. That means that the vav in the Lamed, in this Mokim are not surrounded with cloth. It's not surrounded with cloth. So this is a new parasha. I wrote two kosher oisiyas, but I have a problem that one is touching the other, and since one is touching the other, so there's a new psul of Mukav Gvil. And we here just to remind ourselves, there are two dinim of Mukav Gvil. One din of Mukav Gvil is that let's say a person will, let's say, okay, he made a lamed, and the top of the lamed went to the end of the cloth, and there's no gvil on top of it. That's one case of Mukav Gvil. Another case of Mukav Gvil, let's say the side of the lamed went to the end of the cloth, so it's also not Mukav Gvil. These are problems in Mukav Gvil. It's Mukav Gvil. Al Koponim, so this is, but we have to understand, we have Toshra Isis over here. The problem is that I can't use this ice since it's not Mukav Gvil. So now let's go back to our case. He wrote a lamed in the vav, and the vav is touching the lamed. So the problem is now the vav and the lamed are not Mukav Gvil since they are touching. So now let us see the mechaber. So the mechaber says as follows. Ve'im nidveka ois la'ois. If one ois got attached to another ois, we have two kosher oisies. Ve'im koidim shetigoma. If this came about before the gemar ha'ois, and ve'im acher shenigmaro. Acher shenigmaro. So he has two cases. Kaidem Shenigma means I didn't finish the Vav. I started the Vav. When I wrote the Vav is attached to the Lamed. La'acher Shenigmara means I finished the Vav, but I ended the Vav. It is touching the Lamed by the Gmar Ois. Here it's touching the Lamed by the beginning of the Ois, and here it's touching the Lamed by the Gmar Ois. So, but again, this is a new concept. I wrote Kosher Oisius, but the problem is that the way it was written, it is not Mukav Gvil. There is not surrounding these Oisius cloth. So here there's a different halacha. Before I finish the ois, because it's not Mukav Gvil. But now, if he'll now separate this vav from the lamed, and he'll separate it, he'll just take a knife and he'll make. Or scratch away the mokim hadibuk, so it's kosher. V'loy mikri chok toiches. This, it does not fall into the psul of chok toiches. Ma'acher sha'ois atmo ha'isa ksuvo ketikuna. Because the ois was written properly. Chok toiches is a halacha, how to write an ois. If the ois was not written properly, so the din is the ois has to be chsavtom. The ois has to be written through ksive, not through chakike, not through greira. But here in this case, I have a lamed and a vav. So in this case, the ois was written proper. Both oises were written properly. I have a lamed and a vav. Right. That's the. But there's a problem that the way I wrote the vav. So the vav is not surrounded in one place with cloth. It's touching the lamed. So now they have a problem with the lamed, they have a problem with the vav. So this problem of Mukav Gvil, Greira will help. It's not called I'm making the ice. The ice was made already. I'm just being misaken that there should not be a problem of not Mukav Gvil. So be kosher. This is not considered chok toiches. אחר סינס שאויס עצמו הויסו כסובו כתיקונה. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nain Ches. Kshenigmaro ha'ois ba'olchoi karoi, that the ois was written properly, the whole length of the ois, kegoin, shekosav tevis loi, lamed vov, v'nidvak ha'vov b'kotseyu la'alamed, and that was this case over here, that over here he wrote the Vav, by the Gemara of the Vav, it touched the Lamed. But he wrote a complete Vav after the Lamed, and now it's touching. V'chol ki yetzi b'zeh, v'afilu b'negiya koldohu, afilu the negiya, that what it's touching it, is amashu, that means you can look at the ois, you see it's a lamed in a vav, it's just touching mamish, in one mokim it's touching one with the other. It's possible at the present time. The beinan shei ha'ois mukiv gvil. We need that the ois should be mukiv gvil, and the ois is not mukiv gvil because one ois is touching the other. Fine. Now, a new case. V'im nispashtu ha'oisiyois mikoyach lachus ha'dioi shekoyren giflosen at shenirin kidvukim amikomokim nire shein ha'oisiyois noigim kosher. Yeah. Now, he's talking about such a case. He's talking about here I have a base in a mem. And somehow, either the cloth was not a proper cloth, but in this case, if they wrote there's a border around the beis and the mem. There's a border, and that is because the ink was like a very thin ink, but whatever it is. But now, looking at the ois, you can see the ois is not touching one the other. They're touching one the other through the border that came about through because the ink was not so thick, whatever it was. But this is not called a negia because you see the ois, that each ois is separated from the other ois. So he says this will be kosher. Now, yes. The ma'osi is noigim. Now you can say like this. If the oisis are touching one the other, av shenase ze la'acha ksive. This happened after he wrote the ois. That means we had a halacha by a nekev. We had a halacha by a nekev that when he writes the ois, it should be surrounded by cloth. If after he wrote the ois, a nekev came about, there was no problem whatsoever. That's if the problem of mukiv gvil is because I don't have klaf here, I have a nekev, so then it is good. But if after I wrote two oisies perfectly, and afterwards a blot of ink came, and because of the ink now, The one ois is attached to the other ois. It could be a mashu. But this is, it's not mukiv gvil because of dioi, not because of a nekev. There's a moedik achilik between a nekev and dioi. So if it became attached afterwards, so it's possible. That's what he's going to say now. The maishi is noigim avshinas azel la'acha ksiv afalochi possible. Bye. Okay, then let's go see Ayin Tes. So he says if he erases it, it'll be kosher. For who adin im raglei ha'oisiyos oigagon v'emson magiyan l'soif b'li hekif klav v'ashoy ligra k'tas l'gora minidvak ois l'ois d'mahani g'reiro. So here he's just saying, let's speak about the three cases he's saying. In this case, the regel of the kuf went till the end of the klaf. So the problem is, I wrote a beautiful kuf, but the end of the kuf is not mukuf gvil. So this can be fixed. The ois was written by kashris. The problem is, I don't have gvil. You know what you do? So you erase the end of the kuf, and now it's mukuf gvil, and it's kosher. That's case number one. Case number two, the top of the lamed was written on the top of the top of the klaf. So now over here, so there's no klaf on top of it. They wrote mamish to the top of the klaf. So just thin out the top of the lamed. There should be some klaf between the top of the lamed and the klaf, and it'll be good. Third case, the middle of the ois. He made a lamed that the lamed went by the end of the klaf. So thin out the lamed. And so all these three cases, we have two halachas. If there was a psul, if it wasn't mukaf gvil, either because one ois was touching the other ois, but I have two oisi shleim ois, or one ois was written towards the end of the ois, so the maise, it's not mukaf gvil, but on this psul of mukaf gvil, I can rub out a chelik of the ois, and then it will be kosher. Right. Veda. Now let's go further. The mezeh, in such a case that I can erase it, ein ma'akev shaloi kesidron, kevavua lekamon besif chofei, that means the oisis which I am remaining with are written consecutively. I wrote a lamed and a vav, and those, so it was written consecutively. So the vav was written after the lamed. Now that there's a problem that the lamed is touching the vav, so I'll be goyre the mokim and the giyim. But there's no problem in Kesidron over here because the issues were written consecutively, one after the other. Fine. Rafilu, so we're just saying now, by this psul of Mukif Gvil, there's no problem of Kesidron and there's no problem of Chok Teiches. Now, Rafilu, Ba'isiyais Hashem, Shenigmaru, Dibukam Lamato Rashoi Ligre. Now this is, we'll learn something over here. Now here we have Elekechem. We have here Elekechem. So what is a problem? The chaf is touching the endemem. Elekechem, the chaf is touching the endemem. Now, let's talk about a second case. And this is case number one, touching it by the bottom. And case number two, it's touching it by the top. The Aleph is touching the Lamed, Elekechem, the same case. So now, this Amiridike Chiddush Lahaloche, and I think these two explanations to understand this halacha. Now, when we're going, let's talk about this case, which is perhaps real scary, that the Aleph is touching the Lamed. So this is, the Aleph is from the Zayin Shem Mishainim Nebchokim, you're not allowed to erase the Shemis. Now it's puzzle. It's puzzle over here. The only way I can kasher it, by erasing it. So there's two svaris. There's one svaris, it's posel now. It's a gewaldic. If it's posel, it's not Hashem. That means you're not allowed to make a mechikas Hashem. It's a murdik svaris. It's you're not allowed to make a mechikas Hashem. But the devil, it's not Hashem. So a mele, you can, that's one svaris. And there's another svara that the whole Isser is ibud. Abita abdun es kolam akaymes. There's an ibud. Loisasakein l'ashem l'kechem. You should not destroy the Shem Hashem. This is not considered destruction. This is considered tikkun. Yeah. But here, it's called a tikkun. So since it's called a tikkun, so you're permitted to do it. So these are these two svaris which are brought down. Well, she can fix it. Yeah. No, the whole problem was it was touching one the other. So Mamela, so just... No, the Oishis were written properly. That's what we have to... There's different Gedolos. In all of these cases, all the Oishis were written properly, one after the other. The Aleph was written before the Lamed before the Kof. The blotch made that the ice became possible because you can't see the ice. It's not ice anymore. What? If a blotch will go, they talk about this. It's not as bad as you make it. About Kabbalah now became possible. That now became possible. Often I can't tell you exactly what it is by a blotch. I think in your day I saw it before, but I don't remember clearly. L'chayra. This one should be allowed. Yeah. L'chayra. Now. So al kaponim chok teiches, it's not chok teiches. Why is it not chok teiches? Because we have two eyes. You look at the eyes. I see a lamed. I see a vault. It's touching in one place. They're connected to one place. So, but the accomplishment of erasing it is only that it shouldn't touch. I'm not making the eyes. Now, he's talking about over here. I had a nun and a vav. But this nun and vav, the touching together, so now this nun and a vav look like sort of a test. You'll show this to a child, or you'll ask him, what is this? He'll say, a test. I'll tell you, it's a test. What's a test? It looks like a test. So this negiye, is the problem is not only that the vav is touching the nun. That is not the problem. If that would be the sole problem, so I could make it, it should not touch it, I could erase it. Here the problem is that now it became a ice puzzle. So this negiya puzzled everything. So now the nun is puzzle, the vav is puzzle, and in order to kasher it, you have to erase and become ice nun and ice vav, and then it'll be kosher. Yeah.